It's time once again for Microcast Monday, next on the Criminal Justice Evolution podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Monday. I always get excited for Microcast Mondays. I created this short show for you, the listener and the criminal justice professional, and it's designed to give you short bursts of inspiration and motivation to get you on the right footing for your week. Patrick here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all the support and encouragement and the messages that everybody's sending me. Thank you so much. Without you, I would not be here right now on this show. So thank you so much. If you'd rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, we sure would appreciate it. Give us that 5-star rating and review. A big shout out to all the brave men and women who work in the criminal justice field. Yes, that includes you. Thank you all for what you do. Every day you put on the uniform, you go to work into the unknown, like most of us do every day, but you got a different job. You know that. It's a very tough environment, but every day you give it 110%, and we appreciate you. Remember, you are honored, cherished, and above all, you are loved. Keep up the fantastic work. You know, it's such an honor to be partnered with an amazing and innovative company like Detectichem. Their application-based technology is helping keep you and other brave men and women who protect us every day safer by offering mobile threat detection that fits in the palm of your hand, detecting illicit drugs, explosives, now COVID-19. This technology is a must-have for your organization. Head over to cjevolution.com and see the link to Detectichem. You know, I was talking to a good friend of mine a couple days ago, and he was telling me that he's ready to get out of law enforcement. Now, he has his reasons, like everybody, but he wants to get out of law enforcement, and he is stifled. He just doesn't know what to do because he doesn't think he has any qualities. He doesn't think he has any talents. He doesn't think he has any skills to transition into the private sector, which is crazy. And I have a show coming up with a very successful corporate security manager, very successful. I'm not going to tell you his name right now, but he's coming up pretty soon, and he's going to give great tips and suggestions to all you first responders out there and criminal justice professionals who are transitioning from a law enforcement or the criminal justice field into the private sector. So stay tuned for that show. But anyway, I was talking to my friend, and I just couldn't believe how his thinking was. And I know a big part of it was, or is, who he's associating with. We've talked about this a lot. Friends, family, they got him believing that he can't do anything else. And so my question to him was, if he could do anything and money wasn't an issue, what would you do? And I could see the gears turning in his head. Do that thing. Do that thing. You know, Joe Rogan has a great video out there called, you know, Be the Hero of Your Own Movie. And the premise of the video, you got to go check it out if you haven't, is if you could do anything you wanted to do right now, and you could be the hero of your own movie talking about your life, what would you do? Doesn't matter where you came from or what you've experienced. Go after those dreams, and don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. Again, the reason why they're telling you you can't do it is because they're projecting their fears onto you. That's it. That's it. I'm not saying they don't love you. I'm not saying they don't care about you, but it's fear. That is it, folks. So, again, I was talking to him and kind of coaching him a little bit. And by the end of our conversation, he was pretty happy. He was pretty pumped. But again, it's up to him to maintain that positivity, to maintain that motivation. And again, I'm not some guru. I just gave him a different perspective on how to think of things because it's worked for me. Like you all know, I'm going through a difficult period in my life. I can stay in that difficulty and stay in that mindset, or I can choose to shift my mindset on things that I'm grateful for. And I have a lot to be grateful for. You, the listener, huge. My health, everything else. So again, it's a matter of shifting your mindset, and you can do it. Anybody can do it. So what I want you to think about today as you go through your day is, when is your rebirth going to happen? Because I'm going through a rebirth right now. I'm going through transformational changes personally and professionally for me. If you are happy in your life, truly fulfilled, and truly living your dream, more power to you. But I know most of you are not. So when is your rebirth going to happen? Or are you kicking that down the road? Because you know what? The more you kick it down the road, you know what just happens? Time passes. And you know what, folks? We're not here very long in the big scheme of things when you really, really think about it. So go after your dreams. And if you are waiting for your rebirth, the perfect time, there's never going to be a perfect time. Do it now. Take the first step and enjoy and look forward to your rebirth. Folks, I hope you have a great Monday. Remember, stay motivated, stay strong. If you want to reach out to me, I'd love to hear from you. CJEvolution.com, and stay tuned for more great guests on the top-ranked CJ Evolution podcast.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to CJEvolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution podcast.